Luxury trends for 2010. Stealth wealth means less flash when spending cash.
Companies sell what they hope people want to buy. Aish Durgahi catches up with buyers of some big-name brands to see what's on their hot list for 2010.
Luxury is changing by definition and design. To some, luxury is a virtue. To others, it's a slice of Iberico ham. And that's the point.
The whole concept of hot lists, must-have, it bags, all of these concepts are kind of passé. In 2010, we're dealing with a luxury consumer base that's so diverse. What's in for one person might be completely out for another person.
And that's why Selfridges focuses on how, not what, they offer.
This just isn't a shop full of brands and logos. It's a shop full of fabulous things to buy. If luxury means great products and beautifully created products, then there are still lots of them. And that customer hasn't stopped shopping.
One man who can perhaps point us in the right direction is Oscar Wilde. The literary legend once said that the London store Liberty is the chosen resort of the artistic shopper.
Liberty is more than a century old, and people come here for discovery and to find things in fashion, design or beauty that they cannot find anywhere else. The baby boomers, the 40, 50-year-olds, basically drove the growth of the luxury market. Those people have lost a lot of money, so they will spend less. However, the young, active professionals, as long as they've got a job, they're going to be a very important part of the fashion world and the luxury world. Our definition of luxury is to be different, not to be expensive.
Luxury isn't about projecting their wealth to other people. It's really luxury for themselves. They take a great amount of interest in how things are made and designed. For instance, Bill Amberg has this series of bags that are made in the only tannery in the world that uses an oak bark pit tanning process. And this kind of product may start very light because there's no color in it at all, but over time it will develop what's called its own patina. It'll get darker and darker and darker, and in a way reflect that user's own lifestyle.
Luxury kudos comes from conspicuous spending on quality goods. It's called stealth wealth.
So then 2010 is all about discreet design.
Well, there's certainly a lot of products on the market now that are about little design secrets for the consumer. For instance, have a look at this ring. Try it on. It looks just like an ordinary ring.
Yeah, big chunky rings. Very nice.
But if you push this clasp, you'll see a gorgeous diamond. It's by Solange Azaguri Partridge. It's a 1.5-carat diamond, and it's around $50,000.
Gosh.
The tone and trend for 2010 is less about flashing the cash and more about discovering that hidden gem.